Hello, this is Kathleen McCoy, and you're listening to Hometown Alaska. Today, our topic is raging roller derby girls. If you don't know about roller derby, maybe you've seen a poster. Well, we're going to tell you all about it today. How big is roller derby in Alaska? What's the fan base? Is it spectacle or sport? And can't you get hurt doing that? So to help us figure this all out, we've got two ambassadors from Rage City Roller Girls. We've got Wikispedia, Donnell Smith, Wikispedia. Hi, Donnell. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so happy you're here. And we have New England Patriot number one.
Yes, New England Pat Riot, actually.
So that's the right way to say it. Pat Riot. Okay. Catch those names, because that's an important part of roller derby, right? Now, this is actually a participatory show, so we're inviting you to call in. If you've got questions for Wikispedia or Pat Riot, you can call in, and it's 550-8433. Or if you're outside of Anchorage, you can still talk to us. It's 1-888-353-5752. And we even do email during the show, so hometown@alaskapublic.org. This show is live right now for an hour, so call in now. It repeats tonight at 7. And I also want to remind you that you can visit us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and our website is alaskapublic.org. So let's get started. I want you guys to sort of introduce yourselves and tell us who you are. So let's start with you, Wikispedia.
I'm Wikispedia. I've been skating since about last February with Rage City. I'm a writer. I'm a mom. I'm an artist. But I guess I'm mostly a skater.
And how about you, Pat Riot?
Hi, I'm New England Pat Riot. I'm actually changing my number to number 12,
okay.
Getting away from the number one right now. I've been skating for, well, my whole life. I've skated close to, I'm not telling you my whole life.
That's for you to know and us to wonder.
Yes. Right. But I've been with Rage City for a little over 4 years. It's just an amazing, amazing group of women. Just fabulous.
And, you know, we're on the radio and we don't have pictures, but I want to tell people that they can go to the website, alaskapublic.org, and there are a bunch of videos on there right now. So if you don't know what a roller derby bout looks like, you can find out right away. There's wonderful video, even including one from the summertime, the solstice, skating around town square. There's also a video that explains how roller derby works. And that's kind of a complicated topic. So let's dive into that. If people just think it's a spectacle, let's talk about whether it's a spectacle or a sport.
Well, you know, this is Wikispedia. I think it's definitely a sport. I think there was a time when it was entertainment or a spectacle. There's certain elements of dress and names. There's definitely personality. But I think that when you're watching the battle, it looks like just a bunch of pileups. There's a huge amount of strategy going on. I'm just learning it. I'm in the infancy of learning roller derby strategy.
You're knee high.
I'm knee high. Riot over here, however, she's the go-to person for this question.
Yes, I can help you with that a little bit. It's a 5-on-5 game. It is definitely an athletic sport. It's gone very, very far away from the spectacle of the. You know, there's no reason for the spectacle as much anymore because the sport is just taking a life of its own. It's a 5-on-5, five girls on the track from each team. One has a star. She's the jammer. She's kind of like the quarterback of the game.
Oh, the jammer's the quarterback.
Yeah, or the puck of the hockey team, okay. You know. She's the girl that's going to be making the points. The four girls up front are blockers. One is a pivot. The pivot is the only girl with a stripe on her helmet, and what she can do is she can receive the star from the jammer if the jammer can't get through the pack. She can become the jammer, which is a, you know, great thing to have. She's like your backup. When the whistle blows, the pack will take off. After the pack takes off and leaves the pivot line, which is where they just started, the double whistle blows and the jammers will take off.
So they're behind.
Yes, they're behind. Their job is to get through the pack. Your job is to help your jammer through the pack while stopping the other jammer. So it is the only sport in the world, and I'd fight any man on this one, that you play offense, defense at exactly the same time.
And explain that, because you're making a hole for your jammer and you're blocking.
Right. I will be assisting my jammer through at the same exact time that I could be blocking the other jammer. And that's offense, defense at exactly the same time. And I'm call in. I want to hear it, guys. Come
well,
on.
actually, we do have a caller. George, hello. You're calling in from Kenai to Hometown Alaska. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a question. I never watched your game, and I would like to know it's a violent enough to be watched, because in America, it's somehow unnecessary to be violent, to be injury, to be punches. Like, this is the reason why we go on ice skating games, you know?
So are you saying it's violent and you don't like it, or it's violent and it's...
How violent is it?
Oh, that's a...
How violent? Okay.
I have a great answer for you for that. Thank you, George, for calling. You know, roller derby was a non-ruled sport for a very long time, and we are now...
I know, this original ones, yeah.
Right, and at this point now, a lot of the teams, like we have just become WFDA, which is the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, and we have certain rules that we can follow. If you watch hockey and you know anything about what hockey can do, basically that's what we do. We check like they check in hockey. We can't backblock people. We're not allowed to punch. We are thrown right out if we do. There are certain renegade teams in the leagues in the nation that are still kind of on that wavelength of not having the rules and don't want to be so skirted down. But we actually follow a major amount. I mean, it's got to be, is it 70 pages long of rules that we have to be, you know, really following. I backblocked a girl a couple of weeks ago in a scrimmage, and I was a little more aggressive than I usually, I'm getting very aggressive these days, and they almost took me out of the out of the scrimmage because they thought that I deliberately might have done that. So we are watched very, very well, and we are not allowed to use our elbows. We're not allowed to use our forearms. You know, we check with our shoulders. We check with our hips. And that's how we play the game. You know, we get called for a lot of different things. So I'm glad that you're bringing that up. I hope you go online and watch some of those videos and see the difference between even the two different, you know, between Renegade and like WFDA.
So does that help you out, George?
Yes, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we hope you'll tune in and maybe go see about. Thanks a lot.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. I wanted to talk a little bit about the commitment, because I know Wikipedia, you were telling me it's intense. So what's it like?
Well, you know, I heard about roller derby quite a few years ago, and I also grew up watching it when I was very small. And at the time, I had very small children, and one of the people that founded it had small children at the same preschool. And I was like, right away, I'm like, I got to do this. But I knew that I did not have the time. So last year, I came to a place in my work life and my personal life where I had the time. And this year, last year was a lot of time because it's practice. It's training on your own. You have to have some endurance. You have to have speed. You have to have some strength. Otherwise, you're going to get injured. And but on top of that, there's a service commitment, which is really important value that we have. There's a commitment to the league to make it run. And all that, I don't even know how many hours some people commit. But we're already practicing this year, minimum 7 hours a week, 8 hours if you include cross training. And that doesn't include the training everyone does on their own, like when Pat goes to Royal and skates a couple hours.
Just to work out a little
bit. That's just adding on to it. So, and then you have your service and your Rage City commitment. So I'm guessing some people almost have second full-time jobs.
Right. So what's your workout schedule for a given week that you have to do?
Well, you're required to do, we have a cross training session on Tuesdays. We have three practices. The Thursday is a scrimmage night for 3 hours, and then we have 2 2-hour practices on Saturday and Sunday evenings.
So roller derby is your life.
Oh, yeah. It eats up the weekend pretty good.
It consumes your soul.
I bet you sleep well, though.
Yes, you do.
After about 3 hours of being right on the edge of a chair, yeah, you really, it takes a lot to come down from your practice time.
Yeah. Let's talk about the gear that you have to have.
Pat's got a couple things here.
Yes, actually, folks, we're going to post a picture on the web of these two skaters in our studio, but they've got an amazing helmet here covered with stickers and a cap covered with, what kind of pins are those?
Those are just pins throughout the nation. You know, when I've been to different leagues or people have come here or, you know, just girls that, you know, become a roller girl, make their own pin, and I just put them on my hat, and it's kind of my good luck hat.
You've got, at least 50 or, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a good amount on there. I've never really counted them.
Yeah.
I lost somebody. I don't know. I hope she's not injured. I got to figure out who that is.
Somebody
fell off my pin.
Uh-oh. Hat. Get replace that. And let's talk about your jersey for a second, too. You've got, it says Rage City Roller Star All-Stars.
Yes.
Well, was that from an all-star team for Rage City that you were on?
Yes. Last year, I was on the all-star team. The first year that we actually had our bouts and started up and everything, it was like, hey, who wants to be an all-star? We all raised our hand and you became an all-star. Well, this last time, and then the next year, I didn't make it. I was just not happy. Mm. So I just, you know, that just determined to make it the next year. That's going to be it. And so, that, you know, that's when I made my all-star team. And we got to go to a few different places. We went to California. Last thing we did was go to California and play with a couple of the girls that are like the best in the nation that, you know, run space skate shops and everything, and you know,
that's
sell
how you
gear
get good. You play against tough teams.
It's true.
And you really get good. Yeah. And you were about to show us your skates. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Those are awesome looking skates.
These are my broken skates because I actually broke the plate on the bottom of them. But yeah, they're pretty worn out and pretty messed up, and I can scratch my toe through the other one.
Wow.
That's how.
And they're called quad skates, so they're not like rollerblades. They're not inline skating. They're, I mean, has there been any modifications to these over the years? Are the wheels smoother and faster? Have there been technical developments?
I compare this to, you know, the old skates we used to have, only more of a sports skate. You know, when the high top skates do not work on the rink. Very few girls can even handle wearing those because the rink that you skate on and the track that you skate on for roller derby are two different sizes. You know, when you skated as a kid or just went around, it was that big, huge rink. And now it's much smaller. So it's very easy to go out of bounds. So you really need your ankles. You need a lot of support. But you also need to be able to be very agile on your skates. So they become more of a sports skate, and that's I compare them to the men's speed skates.
Ah, okay. Listen, if you've just tuned in, I just want to know who you're listening to. That's Pat Riot, a Rage City Roller Girl, and she's here with Wicked Speedia, also another Rage City Roller Girl. You're on Hometown Alaska, and we welcome your calls. If you are curious about a roller derby and think you might be the kind of girl for roller derby, give us a call. It's 550-8433 in Anchorage, or 1-888-353-5752, or you can send us an email to hometown@alaskapublic.org. So anyway, let's talk a little bit. I guess I don't think we've settled with what about is really about, because there's periods in about and there's tiny sessions. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll start with the tiny session. It's the jam. It's typically 2 minutes, but it can be called off sooner by the lead jammer. It starts at, just as Riot explained earlier, there's a whistle, the pack starts, then the jammers get 2 whistles, they go, jammers go through. Lead jammer's the first one who gets through the pack cleanly, meaning
no
penalties.
No illegal procedures.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so they get through, they're the lead jammer. That means they can call it off if they want to. So they could strategically call it off early. They can slow everything down. And that's the classic motion you'll see is they're putting their hands to their hips. That means I'm calling the jam.
And why would a jammer call it? Because the other jammer is getting ahead of her? Or what are the strategies?
Well, the way you get points is you circle the pack and then you get through the pack again, meaning you pass the other team's blockers. And each one that you pass, you get a point. Well, if that jammer is right behind you and you just got through, you just got 4 points, and there you can see they're going to score and they're a strong jammer, you might call it off right then. I got my 4 points. I'm happy.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's a strategy to call it
off. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one example. There are other times you might call it off, too.
Yeah. And when I was watching one bout, I think it was sitting next to you, Expedia, you were telling me that their hips have to get in front of, to get their point, their hips have to get in front of. So, I mean, how do teams keep that from happening? They cannot grab arms and keep you from getting through. Mm-hmm. What ways do they keep you from? They go shoulder to shoulder. They make a wall. I heard the term red. There's a red wall in front of a jammer.
Yeah. We call the wall. Yeah. You pack up. Yeah, you pack up. You move and you pack up and you keep moving. You cover the line. You stay together. Lots of communication. There's a huge amount of communication going on when you're playing derby successfully.
Hey, we've got a caller, so let's bring him on. Hey, Chris, you're on Hometown Alaska. We're talking about Rage City Roller Girls. What's your question?
I only through your program found out that we had a roller team, you know, what is it called, a roller team or rolling?
Roller derby, Rage City Roller Girls, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd love to be a fan. I grew up, you know, it's funny, as a kid in the 70s, I grew up with it, and then there was this whole period of, I don't know, 25, 30 years where there was nothing, and now I hear that it's back. So I wanted to find out, where do you guys play? Where do we get the shirts? How do we support you? You know, how do we become fans?
Awesome. We love you. We would love you to come to About. First of all, you could go to our website, www.ragecityrollergirls.org. It'll tell you a bunch of information about upcoming bouts, but we do have a bout coming up, and Riot's going to talk about it.
Yes, we have a bout coming up. We have four different teams that are going to compete against each other. It's going to be great because you're going to see many different levels. There are, if I'm not mistaken, there are between 12 and 14 on each team. Wicked and I happen to be the luckiest gal in the world because Wicked is on the team with me, and that's going to be just fabulous. We are Derby de los Muertos, Derby of the Dead. We're the cool ones, just so you know. When you go out there, we're going to be the really cool girls. We also have the Killer Clowns, and they'll be the clowns out there with the clown makeup on, with the big probably hair and stuff, I think, and bow ties, and I don't know. Noses that squeak or something. And then the Frankenbabes, and then we also have the Vixen Vamps. So there'll be four different teams. This is going to be on the 29th of October. The sign that you want to make is going to say R-I-O-T, Riot, because I'll be your favorite.
Or Wicked. Wicked's good.
Wicked's good, too. Yeah, Wicked's good. Maybe both of our names on that one sign.
Muertos is great.
That would be nice, too. Yes, that would be all of our girls. But we'd love to see you there. It's a great price. It's under $20. It's going to be at the Denina Center downtown. Our plan is to bust the doors on the Denina Center so wide open that we have to be at the Sullivan Arena at our next bout. So that's my plan. So if everybody brings 1,000 people with them, I'd appreciate it.
And you want to have the fire marshal come out, for sure.
That's true. That's true. And this is an athletic sport. We really do talk to the girls and make sure they understand how they're supposed to dress. Yes, it is about, this is going to be a lot of fun, but we do a PG-13 thing. If you go into a hockey game with your kids, you can bring them to our roller derby.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's family friendly.
Very family friendly. And if it's not, if you ever see anything that's not, you let me know. I will stop it right away.
And she will take care of that. Well, we have another caller. This is an expected caller, Chuck Baird. Wicked, you told me about Chuck. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're a filmmaker, and you've got a topic that relates to the show. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. For the last year or so, about a year and a half, we've been following the team through practice, training, recruiting, and on the road, shooting a 10-minute documentary on roller derby. So it's been a really exciting adventure, kind of learning from, firsthand from the girls, kind of how they prepare for about, how they got involved in roller derby and what it's all about.
Why is it a good documentary topic to you?
It's really interesting. There's a lot of action, of course, and we do have a lot of that in the film. But what we're really focusing on here is the people. And so we do a lot of interviews with people and kind of look kind of behind the scenes of what got them into roller derby, what attracts it to them, and some of the more human interest stories. We've got a mother and daughter team skating together. We've got people who've been doing it for years. We've got new people in from right out of town. It's really an interesting sport because it's pretty active, but we have people all different ages, all different backgrounds, coming together and just having an amazing time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is this going to be available locally for people to see anytime soon?
It will be online probably by the end of the year. We'll be going to a couple film festivals as well, but we'll definitely make it available at no cost, just online.
And what website would it?
You can actually follow the progress of the film on Facebook. Just look up Rage City Roller Girls documentary film, and we'll have all the details there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. What about any surprises for you? I mean, you've made lots of films. Anything about doing a roller derby film surprise you?
Well, it is kind of an interesting aspect of it is that it's a very active and sometimes violent sport, but everyone involved with it is really very nice people. They just kind of reach out and help out each other. Even the competition, they're just out there having fun. And if anyone hasn't ever been to a bout, they really got to go and check it out. It's actually kind of new for me. I hadn't been to one. I'd seen it on TV, but then we started the film, and it's just a blast. It's great for kids, and if someone is thinking about getting involved, it's should go check it out and look on the website and get the details on how to sign up.
Yeah, so give us your website for the film one more time in case people didn't get it.
Sure, you can look on Facebook. Just look up Rage City Roller Girls documentary film, and we have a lot of photos there, some interviews already, and we'll post the details there about how to actually see the film. But we'll make that open, available to public at no charge, and just encourage you to take a look and see if it's something you might want to get involved with.
That's great. Well, thanks so much. I'm glad you took the time to call in. I really wanted to let people know there's going to be a film about local roller derby available. So that's great, Chuck. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
All right. You take care.
See that? We're happy, nice people because we get to knock chicks down.
And you know what? He's right. That it does seem like people, the players are intimidating. But as someone that came into it, there is that little bit of hesitation or anxiety. And I came to it being someone who's very active and confident, at least with the physical part. But, you know, you're welcomed in pretty darn quick. Mm-hmm. And I broke my nose once playing soccer, and it wouldn't stop bleeding. I'm by myself at the dome trying to do this. If you broke your nose in derby, you'd probably have a casserole within a half an hour.
Yes.
And a bag of cookies to boot.
Razor cookies.
Yeah.
On top of it. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, Razor Burns cookies are pretty amazing.
Yum, yum.
So there's a kind of roller derby sisterhood maybe, huh? I mean, the kind of support that you have for one another.
It's family. It's easier to get out of the mafia. It really is. I mean, you are roller derby for life.
Can you? You can't wash out of roller derby.
Oh, you don't want to. The stank is there.
So let's talk about the different levels, because not everybody's an Olympian derby skater, right? Not everybody's going to be on the all-star team like mm-hmm. you. What about a beginner? Where do they fit in? How do they get going?
That is the best question you can ask right now. The best thing you can do is come down to Royal Roller Rink on a Monday between about 6:30 and 7 o'clock and meet up with me. There's also a bunch of other girls that help work there and train the girls and get them to the level where they can come into Rage City and actually then try out to become one of our rookies. Because we take girls in at a rookie level. We've exploded. It's getting big and, you know, just getting really crazy. So we're trying to keep it at a good level where we can keep it safe for everyone. We've got about 10 girls right now working to get towards rookie level. Just started working with them after the last bout that we just had in
October 1st?
I think it was the 1st, yeah. Where the Sallys kicked butt.
Yes,
did a really nice job. Gave a good lesson on derby. It was nice to see.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is just come down to Royal Roller Rink on Monday. You're going to have to bring $6 with you. You'll also have to bring, I think, a buck and a half for the skates, too, if you don't have any. Got lots of gear for you to try on. I'll make sure it's safe for you. A lot of girls there to help you out. That's where you want to start.
Where's the Royal Roller Rink?
Do you know where the Hacienda restaurant is on, is it DeBar?
DeBar, yes.
Yes. Right behind there, there's a building. It says roller skate right on the building. You know, so it'll be easy to find, but it's on the east side, so that's where you want to go.
Okay.
That's where I'll be.
DeBar in roughly, are we in Mountain View? Are we in
Beaver?
No, it's closer towards Baggage School, not quite to Baggage if you're heading east.
Oh,
DeBar
okay.
And Beaver, I think, is
yeah,
that
Beaver is the cross street, yeah. Okay.
And I don't mean Catch Scratch Beaver. That's one of our roller girls. Love you, baby. Love you.
All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, I want you to know these vital fabulous people in here are Rage City Roller Girls, and we're listening to Pat Riott, and New England Pat Riott, number 12.
Yes, dear, right? Number 12,
and
Tom Brady.
Yes, and then Donnell Wikispedia Smith, and we're talking roller derby. We'd love your questions, so give us a call. We're at 550-8433, or send us an email to hometown@alaskapublic.org. Now, I want to get into some, you know, other material, like can you get hurt? And how do you avoid getting hurt?
It's not if you can get hurt, it's when and how bad.
Let's just tackle that one right head on.
The best thing you could do is come down to Royal Roller Rink and learn how to control lower. That way you're not falling. You're actually taking yourself down. That's the best, that's the first thing you should always learn is how to get on the ground, because you are going to go down. I will go down. I don't go down as much as I used to, and you never do usually go down as much as you used to, but you will hit the ground. You will fall. You will get hurt. You pad up. You make sure you have the right amount of equipment on you. I wear extra pads. I wear butt protection, and I wear sometimes I wear a back brace. It depends what I need that day. I look at my body. I see what I need by how I feel, you know, and I try not to let my body stop me from doing it. I just try to allow myself the tools that I need to make it safer for myself.
All right. We've got an email, and I just want to get it on the air real quick. And it's coming from Maisel Shove. You might know this is a skater in the Valley from Boomtown Derby Dames.
Oh, Boomtown.
And she wants to get a plug in here. She wants to remind people that the Valley has derby as well. Check out Boomtown Derby Dames or Denali Destroyer Dolls.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, both those skaters from both those teams will be represented in our next bout.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's right. We've invited them in
and
took them in, and they are on our teams.
That's awesome. So even if you're on another team, you blend together for special activities like this four teams?
Well, leagues, yeah. Different leagues. We really try to support different leagues. If a girl visits from out of town, she comes and skates with us. If we visit other towns, we're allowed to contact those leagues, talk to them, make sure our insurance matches, because that's something that you always want to have. You know, that you're insured while you're skating, and then you're allowed to practice with them.
Hmm. So it's kind of having a passport. You can go to other dirty.
there's a lot of looking after people who are traveling or coming through. Mm-hmm. Lots of that, lots of connections.
So I bet in the summertime we get lots of people visiting Alaska that want to skate with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not so much in January.
But, you know, that's not true. A lot of people do want to see that cold. Roller girls are really tough. They don't care about the weather. I don't care that winter's coming myself because that's our season. So I'll take winter every day.
Okay, that's the peak moment.
You know?
Okay.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about insurance just because you brought it up. And it's a logical thing. If you're going to break a bone, you've got to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So does the league insure you or how does it work?
WFDA is Women's Flat Track Derby Association. That's who we are associated with. That's who we are sanctioned in with, and we are members of. It takes a lot to become that. You can't just say, I want to be WFDA, and they just send you a thing and you send them money. Oh, no, you need letters from other teams. You need to be backed. You know, your word has to matter. Mm-hmm. And so once you're part of that, you pay a certain amount every year to become insured by them. We are not allowed to skate on our track or be on our track at all unless we are insured. So every skater with Rage City is now WFDA.
And every skater pays dues that contribute to that insurance.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the ballpark of what that is. What are the dues like?
Our dues with Rage City right now are $45 a month.
So that covers your practice times. Does it cover entry into the practice, or do you pay separately for that?
It covers, our track times at AT&T where we practice. It covers insurance, just general operations.
Basic necessities.
Yeah.
We are a business. This is not a joke. This is a full business. We are all owners of this business, and we take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And this is about 100 alpha females at a time throughout the year that are saying, this is how we believe it's going to be right. So we're always working together to try to make it the best company that we can have.
So democracy can be messy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it messy? Trying to come to a consensus.
And also because we're a nonprofit and you, as a nonprofit, you have organizational requirements. So we have a board. Yeah. Strong opinions, strong personalities, strong women.
Intelligent, though.
Absolutely.
Extremely. I wouldn't trust anyone else but the people that are around me in Rage City with what we've got going. That's how good they are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then there's the equipment that you probably need to buy. Is there an initiation fee to sort of get in and then the $45 a month?
There is a annual fee, and I forgot the amount. Is it 60? Is that ringing a bell?
We just throw money at them all the time. No. There is a fee. I want to say that because my insurance, it depends, because my insurance is up a different time than other girls that are just starting. So I have to pay some kind of insurance fee in January instead of the beginning September time that a lot of the girls have to pay. But it does get pricey. It really does. I would say that to actually start with Derby, you know, equipment alone can be costly. Skates can be a lot. We have a lot of gear that we pass back through, though, for girls. So if you feel that it might be too expensive, don't not do it. Come and see what we have. We might be able to stock you up with what you need. We also, being a business and being a non-for-profit, we also have scholarships. So, you know, you plead your case. You know, you go through a period of time where you can't afford something. Don't think that you're out of us. We don't want to lose people for those reasons.
That talent could come from anywhere.
It really could. And you know what? Talent is, from the beginner skater, the talent of watching a beginner skater skate with you and learn one thing can be even more exciting than even being in a big bout. So there's so many there's so many moments of achievement in this. You achieve through 2 minutes of a, you could be losing a whole bout, but that one jam was so amazing that you live with that one jam, and that's your fabulous moment.
That's great.
Everybody's a rock star.
That's great. If you've just joined us, this is Hometown Alaska. I'm Kathleen McCoy. We have two Rage City Roller Girls here in the studio with us, Pat Riot and Wicked Spedia, and you're listening to Hometown Alaska. We'll be right back. This is Kathleen McCoy. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska on KSKA Anchorage. If you missed part of today's program or would like to listen again to Hometown Alaska, the program repeats tonight at 7 on FM 91.1. Remember, tonight's rebroadcast is recorded and will not be taking phone calls. You can subscribe to free podcasts of Hometown Alaska on our website at alaskapublic.org. This is KSKA Anchorage.
Welcome. You're back on Hometown Alaska. We're talking roller derby. We have two Rage City Roller Girls right here in the studio answering questions, explaining everything. We're anxious to take your calls. If you've got questions about whether you've got the stuff for derby or you don't understand derby, this is a great time to call and ask. 550-8433 or 1-888-353-5752 if you're not in Anchorage. Or you can send us an email to hometown@alaskapublic.org. I also want to remind folks we've got a lot of links on alaskapublic.org. If you don't know what derby is, visit the website. You can see some cool video that shows bouts in action, introduces you to some of the players. By the way, before we get started to talk about what a bout is again, I just want to do this email. It's from Mrs. Furious number 70.
Ow. Mrs. Furious. Yum, yum.
She says, "Hey, ladies, I sure miss my derby family. Sorry I will miss helping out with the next bout. I will be having surgery number 2 to take out the hardware that I no longer Ouch. Need just a few days before the bout. I wish I could listen to the bout on the radio or watch it on TV. I wonder if that can happen one of these days. I will be there in spirit with my Franken-neeg on ice. Hugs and shoves, Mrs. Furious." Do you guys know her?
Oh, yeah.
She's a teammate.
Mrs. Furious has been on a couple of teams with me, and I have a very special place in my heart. These actually are Mrs. Furious's wheels right here.
And you are holding up your skate.
Yeah. She got hurt right before our last bout. Oh, I've never seen an injury like that. She crushed her bone inside itself and lost part of her bone and had to have it rebuilt.
What bone was it? The shoulder, knee,
her femur? Lower femur. Was it her femur? I think it was her femur. Yes, it was her lower. It was bad. That's all I can say. And she's got some video. She's got some pictures of that.
Did she go airborne or something?
She went into the ground and hit really hard. Mrs. Furious was one of our jammers. Mrs. Furious is a fabulous, amazing skater. And to see that happen was horrible. She'll be able to get back on skates after this, but I don't think she feels that she's probably going to tone down her derby. Mm-hmm. You know, it was serious. I mean, this was one of the biggest ones we really had. We had a lot of busted this year. Yeah. But that was, to me, the biggest one because it's going to take her out.
Wow. She'll be able to scrimmage maybe? Or
What I'm hoping is I see her on skates after this injury. You know, I'm not sure how long with getting the hardware out. I'm thinking maybe a month, 6 weeks, and get her back to Royal with me to hang out and then see how far we can get her to be able to be with us. I'm not sure if the contact part of the sport is something she's going to want to take that chance on again. You know, that really was bad. I mean, she had machinery. Mm-hmm. This wasn't something where you just go and, oh, it's your ACL, no big deal. Yeah. This was pretty big. She had to rebuild her bone.
Wow. That's sort of sobering. Mm-hmm. It's a sobering note.
Well, it's something to always know that it's there. You know, that's something that it can happen. So the safety of it is the most important part of it. Yeah. Knowing what you're doing, knowing how to get on the ground.
Yeah.
If you know how to get down. I always said I'd rather get down than get up. Getting up is so much more tiring at my age.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, is there a way to describe getting down safely on the radio?
I call it controlled lowering. Mm-hmm. And that's what most, you know, everybody does call that. But it's just learning how to land on your knees, learning how to land on your rear end without landing on it so hard. And it's going to happen. I mean, I fall and flail and go over. I have been very lucky with injury. You know, it's just something that it can happen. You know, you just never know.
Let's hear about your injuries. Have you guys had injuries yourselves?
I haven't had any injuries except for bruises. And that's about it for me so far.
Get them on your hips or on your arms or on your...
Yeah, I got a good one on my, a lot of times on your butt, on your legs, on my arms. Yeah, yeah, your hips, elbows.
Most of my worst injuries are off skates, though. That's what's so funny. Right. But I got a clavicle right here. Thank you, Baker and Killa Magilla. I appreciate that. I sprained my clavicle pretty bad by getting a can opener to the chest.
And that would that be an elbow? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can
opener,
that would be a shoulder into your clavicle, which is your collarbone.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be lifted, no matter what, right here, a little higher than the other
side. You've been adjusted.
Yeah, I've been adjusted. I've had a couple years of therapy over that. But probably the biggest one in the past for me, I would say, is bruising is really severe. You can hit and bruise. I hit a wall pretty hard and separated my muscle, and that was last March, and you can still feel the separation of it. It's not going to go away, and that bruise was over a foot and a half.
Wow.
Long. It was a pretty big one.
And I bet it was many colors.
It was something that you took a lot of. You show a lot of people this stuff. Yeah. Everybody sees your rear end after a while because it's amazing to see that something gets that dark. You know? Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do anybody be put off by that? Do you find people who start with you and then sort of go, oh, this is more physical than I want?
It's got to be what you want if it's too much for you, and that has happened. But we've also had some girls. We had one girl get on her skates, roll out, fall, hit her skate on her crotch, and break her pelvis.
Ouch.
That was it. She was done. She had never been on them before. It does happen.
Well, I just want to, you know, put this in the context of other contact sports, because I don't think it's fair to separate it out. I mean, we have a lot of contact sports in America.
Ice hockey,
football, probably soccer to a certain degree.
Rugby,
that are contact sports. And there's actually not that many contact sports for women, really.
Mm-hmm.
So this is perhaps one of the few.
This and rugby are definitely the two that I would say. I wouldn't put it on the level of a football because, you know, with football, that's their job to actually do that. Our job is, I mean, it really is, the strategic game is not knocking people down. I mean, if you can actually get through the game without doing that, you are probably, you know, one of the better derby players. But the fun is knocking around. So, you know, you got you know, both things on the table there that you want to do. We do have some scrimmages where we play that you can't hit.
Yeah.
You know, so you really have to learn more strategy in the other way.
So they change the rules up for different, you're working
on
different things?
We never change the rules. The rules are always the same, and we will fight to the death for our rules, I'll tell you. But we will change the whole concept, not concept, the strategy. Like the strategy for this one would be booty blocking, which we just block with our booty. Mm-hmm. The strategy, the most you can do is lean. Okay, now we're full contact hit. Mm-hmm. You know, so it depends. You know, we will put rookies out there with us during a scrimmage, and they will be allowed to play and have fun with us too. But there are going to, you know, in the past and in the future, there will have to be some just roller girl scrimmages because it can be very frustrating for a roller girl not to ever get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we have to distinguish between a scrimmage, which is like practicing about, which is operated under the rules.
Right.
And
well,
you don't change. Yeah, but at a scrimmage, you could say, your coach might say, we need to work on positional blocking. We're not going to be hitting here. Mm-hmm. This is what we're trying to do with this.
You're not
and that's what
points.
You do.
You're yeah. You're not thinking points
you're
at that
working
moment.
On, yeah. You're working on some other skills. And
right.
Yeah.
Bottom line is points.
Right.
Yeah. We're here to win.
Now, I'm imagining it's all female, but guys might want to be involved. Is there a way for them to be involved?
Absolutely.
They can come tell us what to do. They're their refs.
I noticed at the Oktoberfest bout that several refs were in skirts. There's got to be a story behind that. Kilts or skirts?
Yeah,
or...
they'd kill you for that one.
Kilts,
okay. So is that in support of women, or what's the story behind the kilts?
Well, I would say that in general, it's probably just in support of wearing something fun and different and something that's your personality. I mean, I think we did have a ref that would wear a dress or a skirt. And we love it. I think just in general in derby, it's about, you know, having your own look, having your own say.
Yeah.
It's all there's, you know, honestly, there's a little bit of that gender bending between everyone. And like, first of all, some mom with a couple of little kids going out and hitting some chicks is already kind of bending the gender expectations.
For moms.
So a lot of that happens. Uh-huh. A lot of that happens in roller derby, which I think is part of the reason people are so excited about it.
Yeah. Well, when I did a little reading about it, there was talk about it being third wave feminism and also do-it-yourself, part of the do-it-yourself movement. So let's talk about that.
Well, it's granola. It's built underground these days. I mean, derby has just exploded. It's definitely the fastest growing sport in the world right now.
Really?
It is exploded. We have over 500 leagues in the United States. There's over 1,000 in the world.
Wow.
This is everywhere. There's a World Cup going on in December. And we know some of the girls on the World Cup team, which is even cooler to know that, you know, these girls are out there. They're going to play for us. And they're playing, you know, different leagues. They're playing. Australia has a team. I mean, they're all over the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow. I was on the web and I saw Zurich Roller Girls. Right. You know, they're everywhere. Let's talk a little bit about the history, because it does have, you know, there was an endurance skating thing happening in the 1800s or the early 1900s, and then
probably more the 1930s, around the time of the Depression.
Was that when you were born?
That was when I was born. Oh yeah, I'm wicked.
You were there.
Very wicked.
When I was a little girl.
Way back then, we used to skate for many hours.
We had wooden wheels.
Yeah. No water either.
It was tough.
It was like
through snow.
Exactly. And it's just like those old dancing competitions that you just do it through exhaustion.
Oh, they don't shoot horses, do they? Right. Was that one of those movies from, yeah, okay.
So they just skate and skate, men and women, skate and skate and skate and skate. And, someone observed, wow, you know, when people kind of knock wheels and it gets a little rough, people get excited who are watching. And, that's kind of where the roller derby began. And women skated too, even from the beginning. And it's changed quite a bit.
So men and women were together for a while.
Yes.
On teams and such.
Mm-hmm. And all the way into the crazy TV shows where they had the different roller games. There would be men and women on the same teams.
And that's
even today,
Even
today, you can do co-ed teams.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't realize that. Yeah. So when did it cross over into this kind of spectacle idea? It was almost sports entertainment then for a while. How did that happen?
Well, I'm thinking it was probably around the time where it was on TV
in the
lot.
70s.
Yeah,
I used to go watch them at Jack Witchie's in Massachusetts, right over the line from Rhode Island. And while I was there, you'd watch roller derby, and it would be very pulling of the hair and fighting and throwing each other to the ground. And roller derby was very big, and wrestling was involved in the afternoon. So at first, you'd go see wrestling in the morning, and then roller derby would be the afternoon big thing. Well, when wrestling started to get very theatrical and really crazy, roller derby started doing the same thing because wrestling took over. So roller derby was moved to the morning sport, kind of like the backup band. And so they got really crazy with it, and they just started getting really, really nuts with the names and everything and fighting a lot. But it did die down I think I was 12 years old when I saw my last roller derby. And then you never heard about it again. Somebody did try to start up in the 80s at one point, from what I understand, too. And, that just didn't work out. And then, some girl in Texas just took hold of this and decided, I'm here with my friend. We're going to start it.
Now, that revival movement started, what, in 2000?
2000, I think it was.
Yeah, it was the early 2000s. Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was actually 2000, yeah.
Was it 2000?
I want to break for an email because somebody brought up a good point here. They really want to know, if you don't want to be a skater, how can you be involved? Now, we talked a little bit about guys coming in and getting to be refs. What else? What other roles are there for people who want to support derby?
Women and men can be refs.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay, right.
Women and men. And there were women and men out almost all the bouts, reffing.
NSO, non-skating official.
Oh.
And there's volunteers that we need at every bout. We need so many people. Please come to one of our Thursday scrimmages at 7 o'clock. Just come in the door, talk to anybody you'd like to, say what you want to do, and they will direct you to the right person.
Oh, now where are you Thursday bouts? I want to give people addresses.
Thursday scrimmage.
Excuse me, Thursday scrimmage. That's my mistake. Mm-hmm. Where are they? You said ACC?
AT&T. The AT&T, yeah. We're right next to the soccer field. You'll find us on the courts.
Sports Center on O'Malley.
Yeah,
okay,
behind
Sports
that,
Center on
yeah.
O'Malley. Okay.
Right across from Lowe's.
And that's every Thursday night at 7, and it's a scrimmage, and walk in and talk to anybody.
We'll get you started right away.
Wow, that's great. So there's lots of things for people to do, whether it's media or ticketing or
whatever.
You
can just time us in the penalty box. Put us in timeout. That's a lot of fun.
You'll learn a lot about Riot there.
I do visit a couple of times.
Doing good
lately, though.
So let's see. I have another caller. Let's get her on the line. Car wreck.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Hometown Alaska and our discussion on roller derby. What's your question?
Car wreck is my wife.
Husband car wreck.
Oh, husband of car wreck is calling. Okay.
This is car rider.
Okay.
And I'll just skip over my name real quickly there. Just wanted to call and say how impressive Rage City and all the roller derby teams have become across Alaska. My wife, Polly Carr, and Deanne Apgar and a few other women started the league just based on we were on vacation in Colorado and saw a match, and the girls came back and were psyched to start something and started talking. And, boy, derby girls just started coming out of the woodwork. And now when you go to a match, it's professional. It's a huge deal. There's, 1,000, 2,000 people at these events.
Wow.
And it's just, I just want to say how proud I am of everything you guys do for the community and everything you guys have built in the state. And keep rocking on, and good luck, and we hope to see you guys in Nationals, National Champs someday.
Well, that's a real fan there, huh?
I love you. I love you. You give your lovely wife a big hug from me. This is Pat.
Will do.
Oh, man, she is God. She is right up there with everything. I mean, these women that started this, it's amazing what
they
did
had a
with
vision.
This.
They had a vision. They knew there was something there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. And they got it going.
It's a machine.
And what year would we say that was? I'm sorry. Did we say a year when it started here?
2006.
2006. Okay. Well, great. That's amazing. let's see. What's your favorite part of it, Wicked? What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is jamming. And my favorite part about jamming is where you're hit and knocked down, you're hit and knocked down, which, by the way, I ran a marathon, and jamming is more tiring.
Jamming is more tiring than it is.
There are sometimes in that 2-minute jam that my legs are just jelly. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you can skate. I could skate around in circles forever. But when you get hit and knocked down and get up and hit and knock down and get up and hit and knock down, which, because I'm new, happens often, it's exhausting.
So as you get more skilled, you're better at avoiding getting hit? Or
you learn how to avoid it. Also, when you're on more skilled, we have more skilled blockers. It helps open the holes. You also can read the pack better. There's a whole range of things.
Yeah.
And the thing about roller derby is it's a multitasking experience. There's no singular thing. When I first started jamming, all I was trying to do was get through the pack. And then I started going, oh, right, I got to watch where the other jammer is. And then I got to watch where my players are and what they're trying to open for me. And then I got to look for the arm that's going to give me the whip. And then mm-hmm. I got to think about, should I call the jam? And it's very complicated at all times for everyone.
Wow.
So
highly intense, strategic.
Yeah.
I guess you can't learn all that at once. I mean, it's sort of a world opening up to you as you add the skills. Then you realize, oh, there's another part.
And sometimes you'll watch the other skaters, you watch the older skaters that have been here for a while, and you're like, oh, I get that, but it takes you a while to get that for yourself physically when you're out there. Yeah. You try, and then you go, bang, I got it.
Yeah. Listen, I just want people to know they can call up and talk to these two Rage City Rollers if they'd like to, Roller Girls. It's 550-8433 in Anchorage or 1-888-353-5752 if you're outside of Anchorage. Or send us an email to hometown@alaskapublic.org. And I wanted to ask you, Riot, what is your favorite part of roller derby?
From the moment I touch my skates and smell them to the moment that I get on that track to where I see another player just that is on the ground that I have to step over to make that point. Every moment, it's very hard to find my favorite from the moment that the announcer is saying my name, over the loudspeaker, the screaming and the cheering. There is nothing that is not my favorite moment of roller derby.
Wow.
To knowing that I have to do another 25 laps in 5 minutes. Every moment, there's not one thing that I go, oh, I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it all. Love it.
In terms of, I'm sure you skate a lot, you scrimmage a lot. Do you do push-ups? Do you, do you go out and run 6 miles every day? I mean, what about your aerobic capacity? Is that tested in about?
Yeah, I mean, I think I do a lot of running. And I'm doing a little less now because we're practicing a lot more, but I did a lot of running in the summer and I have for quite a few years, but I think that's helped me because mm-hmm. I can get, you get knocked down, I can get back up.
Yeah. I think you told me, Wicked, that Your goal is to get up in 3 seconds? Is that right? Something like that?
My personal goal is about half a second.
You want to like bounce. You want to bounce.
Yeah, I want to bounce.
Bounce right back up.
That's great. Well, let's talk about, I mentioned it earlier, this third wave feminism thing and then this do-it-yourself thing. And I think they're somewhat linked in what I read, that there's sort of a self-reliance, self-sufficiency. It's our thing. We're making it ourselves. It's not a big National Football League. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I like to think about it as subverting the sports industrial complex because it is about everyone who's participating just wants to participate. It's about participating.
That's the truth right there. Everybody wants to do this.
You just want to do it. And you pay. You have to go to practice when you don't feel like it. You get up over and over and over. Sometimes they're running a really hard practice when you happen to be fatigued and you muscle through it. It's because you want to do it. You want to be there. Now, I haven't even been in my first bout, by the way. So the 29th is my first bout. So,
oh, my God. Wait,
so I haven't even had my name on the loudspeaker. So now that said this, I'm very excited.
Tuned in for that. Yeah, that's great. That's great. What about your coaches? Now, are they also team members or are they experts that you bring in?
We are our coaches.
Yeah.
Oh, so again, it's like that do-it-yourself idea.
Well, we are the coaches, and we do exactly what you said. We bring other people in, too. We had an amazing boot camp this summer with Psychobabble, Hell on Wheels.
Deranged.
And these girls are, two of the three are on the World Cup team.
Oh.
One of them, the other one, Hell on Wheels, has been skating longer than I think any skater in the United States just about right now. She's been there, you know, right up there with them, almost 10 years. But we bring those people in. But you said something about, I think owners when you think NFL and everything like that. There's an amazing documentary going to be coming out in the right about now. It's actually supposed to be out. It's called Derby Baby. And people are starting to want to own this. They're starting to want to take it away from us. It's a movement. Yes. Yeah. It's built by women for women. There are derbies that are men derbies also in the United States, too. But this Derby Baby video or documentary that will be coming out will be something that will really, really, I think, change Derby, because it's going to explode when people see this nationally on TV and start understanding where it started, how many leagues there are, how many women of all different ages there are. There's a man, I think, 72 years old. His name is Moby. He actually plays roller derby. And he jams.
He's not local.
He's not local. He's lower 48. I love this man.
You've met him.
You can watch him on the internet. You can Google him a little bit, or go into YouTube and watch him.
Yeah, I was amazed at how much information there was on the internet. But it still feels more or less still a little underground. Would you agree?
It's still breaking out.
Yeah.
It's still breaking out. You just heard it. That gentleman hasn't even heard of it yet.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we've been bouting here in town for 4 years.
Yeah. 4 years. Now, if you have the roller derby habit, is there any chance that you're going to get a sponsor or something to help you? Does that happen?
Let's talk about that right now. My name is New England Pat Wright. I'm looking for a sponsor. Geritol, please.
Geritol.
She will put your name on her booty shorts.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to talk about the clothes because, and actually, you're about coming up on the 29th? Is that it? The location is going to be, again, the Denina Center?
Denina. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is four teams, right? So that's not typical? Four teams?
Not typical.
Yeah.
So it's not our home teams. There are teams that have been constructed. And so there's a little mashup, a little mix-up of players, which I'm really excited about. Because
I'm playing girls I've never played before and have always just been with me on the side of me.
Right.
So this is going to be a lot of fun to see that difference, you know, of I'm playing my captain from my home team.
Oh.
You know, I'm my all-star captain is my teammate.
Right.
You know, and we are on opposite home teams. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's kind of an elimination.
Yeah.
The first two, one and two will play. And then I'm not sure if you even know the lineups. Do you know the lineups? I think it's us against the clowns.
Us meaning Los Muertos?
We're the Derby de los Muertos, Derby of the Dead, against the clowns, if I'm not mistaken. And then it's the Vixens and the Vamps. And then the two teams, the winners of both, will play each other at the end for the championship of the night.
So how long is that night going to go then?
It's actually not as long as you would think, because we're going to play 30-minute halves. So the first two teams will play the 30-minute halves. The winner of that team will play the winner of the second two 30-minute half. And then the third 30-minute third, I guess,
yeah,
is the winning, the championship.
The winning jam?
Right.
No, not a jam.
It's
a
winning bout.
Winning bout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll still have the two-minute jam sessions running
right
through each of those.
So bouts, about an hour and a half of derby.
Okay.
No, there'll be some, you know, some good halftime stuff going on. So there'll mm-hmm be little breaks with some good fun stuff going on.
Oh, that sounds...
We've been known to flash dance.
Yeah, we have been known to flash mob.
Or flash
dance,
mob.
Flash mob dance.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So there'll be a little mid-break entertainment. Mm-hmm. And where do people get their tickets? Is it you go up that night and get your ticket, or get your ticket in advance?
You can get it through Ticketmaster. You can get it from a roller girl if you talk to her real soon. You can buy even season tickets now. I think they're still available.
Wow. They might be. Yeah. They might be. I'm not positive on that one.
Uh-huh. And but you can also go in that night and pay at the door.
Right.
Now, do you guys ever sell out your bouts, or are you getting close to that? I don't even know what the Denina seats.
We have done it in the past. We have sold out at the Sports Center on O'Malley. We were sending away at 1,300 people. Mm. That's why we switched over to the Denina Center. That Hertz Generator, who is our vice, well, actually, she's not our vice president right now because she's now our treasurer. She set up the Denina Center for us and worked really hard with her committee. She was the bout chair at the time and mm-hmm got that all together. And it's amazing to be able to bout there.
Yeah.
My only hope is that we, honest to God, get to that Sullivan Arena because I want rink. I want a rink. You
okay
know, I want it to be an arena setting.
You
it's
won't be satisfied
like
till you get to the Sullivan.
I won't be satisfied.
Let's see. I had another question. It flew right out of my head. It was, I know. I wanted to talk about the wonderful names. Could we just talk a little bit about the names? I mean, I just saved the program from your October 1st bout, and I'm just going to read some of the names because people might not know these. Like Salmonella, Little Red Vet, Sarah Impalem.
Amazing on her, huh? 2012 is her number.
Yes, 2012 is her number. Spinard Itch. She was the jammer, and man, that was something to watch.
We can go a little deeper into Derby. That's my Derby wife.
Oh, your Derby wife.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Derby wife is the person that you can count on more than anybody else in the whole league that you feel that is the one that it will always be there for you no matter what.
Wow.
And she and I happen to be Derby wives.
Well, tell me a little bit about her. She was quite an athlete that night. I was impressed.
She's 28 years old. What do you expect?
Oh, she's young.
Jesus. She's 20 years younger. You know, uh-huh. I mean, that's a big difference. She is an athlete. No, I love her.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about her is she actually got married at our last bout last year, too.
You have weddings at
bouts? I officiated the wedding because I was her wife.
Oh, wow. Well, let's see.
She's amazing. She really was.
And also, Mrs. Claus from Fairbanks mm-hmm was also amazing also.
I think Mrs. Claus is actually from North Pole. I'm not positive.
She might have been a guest skater.
She was a guest skater for them. But, yeah, she was with their league maybe to begin with. I'm not really positive. She is amazing,
wow,
Mrs. Claus.
Well,
yeah.
I think we're at the moment when you each can give us a little something to think about, 15 seconds each. What would you like to leave your audience with? They're pointing at each other. They're speechless. We can't believe it.
Oh, man. Just come out. Come out and skate. Come out and watch.
Uh-huh.
Come out, ref. Come out and just come out.
Come out
it's
and scream.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Allow roller derby to save your soul. Just come and just take it. Just take it.
Allow
Sit
roller derby to save
and,
your soul.
And learn something about it and tell 10 people and allow us to get so big that they want to buy us.
And that you're in the Sullivan Arena.
Right.
You won't stop till you're in the Sullivan Arena.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, next week on Hometown Alaska, we have Peter Dunlap-Scholl tackling the Anchorage School District's math problems. And Pat Yak is the Vice President of Public Media. Kristen Spack is our web editor and audio engineer. Thanks for joining us today on Hometown Alaska. I'm Kathleen
McCloud. Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Telecommunications Incorporated, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at alaskapublic.org. CD copies can be purchased by calling 550-8400. This is KSKA Anchorage.